morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Barack Obama has his work cut out for himself. He's going to be on Letterman tonight talking about all his various policy initiatives, including health care. We're assembling a list. What are the top 10 things Barack Obama should definitely not say on Letterman tonight? But while he's thinking about that, and you are as well, for a moment today, the president's focus will be on something of a pet project of his, using higher education and high-tech jobs in partnership to revitalize troubled urban areas around the United States. The president will visit Troy, New York, and we're joined by Professor Rich Porter, who is the department chair of Building Systems Technologies at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Professor Porter is also an HVCC alumnus. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, first of all, in your community, how's it working? Community college training and high-tech jobs and Troy. How's it working?
I think it's working fairly well. We are expanding constantly. We've got a record enrollment again this year. This is the fourth year in a row. I think since the economic downturn started that people are going back for job training, and it's increased to the point where we're literally bursting at the seams with students.
And Obama's going to talk potential today. We should note Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute is one of the best engineering schools in the nation, and that's nearby your community. But why does Troy still have double the national average of people living below the poverty line, do you think?
You remember Troy was a mill town for many, many years. And a lot of these former mill towns, once the manufacturing businesses closed up, there was no high-paying manufacturing jobs anymore. And the people exited to the suburbs looking for different jobs, and the housing deteriorated, and it became housing that low-income people could afford. So I think once jobs come back and the opportunities there, I think you'll see a turnaround.
All right, and that, of course, is the theory that President Obama is going to be talking about when he speaks, that communities like yours are poised for a bounce back. Listen.
It will reform and strengthen community colleges like this one, from coast to coast, so they get the resources that students and schools need and the results workers and businesses demand.
Professor Porter, does your institution receive federal money, and has that increased under the Obama administration?
We do receive some federal money. We got some grants from the government, I think, for workforce development, which directly applies to what you're speaking to. That came in last summer. Unfortunately, it's not my department, but
wow.
Different department within the college.
All right. You got a ticket for the president's speech today?
I did.
All right.
I got a ticket Friday night late. We worked through the weekend preparing the college and the building for the president's visit.
All right. Well, good luck to you later today, and I hope the president says what you need to hear. Professor Rich Porter is a department, the chair of Building Systems Technologies at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.